the southern grip of the 07 drought. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Tennessee is not the only state experiencing drought problems this summer. Alabama and Georgia are also seeing their crops and livestock suffer. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
It has been one of the most difficult weather years in recent memory in the southeastern United States. Drought-like conditions have plagued many areas of the region, but hardest hit has been most of the state of Alabama and southwestern Georgia, as USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey points out.
For Alabama, southwestern Georgia, and surrounding areas, the last time we saw conditions even approaching this was the early 1940s. Some areas you have to go back all the way to the drought of either 1925 or 1914 to find similar conditions.
And that is causing not only significant drops in moisture levels, but in some cases, water tables as well.
More than 50 inches of rain behind in parts of northern Alabama. So not only have we seen very difficult growing conditions for corn, for cotton, peanuts, other crops in the southeast, we've got these huge hydrologic rainfall deficits, so lakes, rivers are running very low.
And it is that lack of water and precipitation in Alabama that led USDA in July to do something they rarely do, make an emergency declaration for an entire state.
It's fairly unusual phenomena that we declare an entire state a disaster area, county after county, because of any natural phenomena, much less drought.
But Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns then had to make an announcement for the entire state of Tennessee the following month due to crop concerns caused by drought conditions and an early season freeze.
We felt for you in the freeze, and now we feel for you in terms of the drought that you're experiencing.
The declarations also apply to counties bordering areas, or in the case of Alabama and Tennessee, states that receive such a designation. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Tough situation for farmers throughout the Southeast. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.